And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies to improve your investments and enhance your current or future retirement income. Now, in our last show, we were speaking with Matt Fader, licensed insolvency trustee with Allen Marshall and Associates. And Matt was kind enough to come back for a second show. We had a lot of good questions last time, just ran out of time. So thank you again, Matt, for coming into the studio. How was your Christmas?
Oh, my pleasure. Christmas was Christmas, right?
You know? As always.
Yeah.
So a tough time of the year for some people if they run into credit or money-making or money problems. So I guess the idea being, at what point should someone come see you? I guess the first step is a phone call, but how much debt is too much debt? And before I get calls from people trying to call me and hassling for money, and when should I come see you? What's the approach?
Most people, when they're calling, one of the more frequent things that we get or piece of feedback we get are, oh, I wish I would have made this call 3-4 years ago.
I get that from investment clients. I wish I'd done this sooner.
Oh, yeah, if only I would have known, I would have bought then, yeah. So, I mean, whenever you feel the stress or the burden that comes with the debt, I would always say it's time to reach out. Now, there's a lot of fear associated with calling somebody like me. I can understand. I'm a pretty intimidating guy, so I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to reach out.
A lot of hurt, pride, denial, I guess.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's the hardest steps you make are walking in the door, right? Yeah. But the thing is that we always want to make sure that when that people are calling, not only that they're being treated properly, but that they're receiving the appropriate level of guidance or advice. And that's why I can never undersell the value of just picking up that phone and giving a call. You might lose an hour of your time, but you may completely regain your life back just by asking the questions. And
that'd be worth an hour.
It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, you don't even have to tell me your name. I don't really care. Just tell me what's going on with your life, and I can probably give you, you know, you're calling me saying I'm hopeless, I have no direction, either this can't be solved, and by the time I'm done with you, you say, oh, I've got 5 options now on how to solve this
things
problem.
I never knew before.
Of course. Yeah. Like yeah.
So a question, so if I did set up a time with you, so what should I bring? I've talked to you and we're going to set up a time, assuming we can meet and all that. So what should I bring with me when we meet and you go over to the debts with me?
Yeah, the biggest thing that we need to know who you owe money to, but it's always a big thing. What type of debt are we looking at here? Fees in a bankruptcy, what you're offering in your consumer proposal. That's always going to have a play on what your income looks like in addition to your expenses. So we always want to have people that have gone over a rough idea of saying money in, money out. What do I have available? And then an idea of what you own. You got a house, do you got cars, do you have investments, do you have this or that? Those all come into play in valuing your estate and saying what is there and what are we left to deal with and solving the problem for you.
Okay. We're going to expand a bit further in just a moment. First, we'll take our little commercial break.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So we're talking with Matt Fader again on trustee insolvency. So the first question I have, what's the difference between going bankrupt and a consumer proposal? Is there a difference?
Oh, big difference. So what an assignment bankruptcy is it's actually like a formal vesting of property. So somebody comes into my office, they say, I can't afford to pay my bills anymore. And I say, okay, no problem. I can make them all go away. But I do need to sell your speedboat and your rocket ship and your trampoline and try and get as much money for your creditors as possible. So the bankruptcy is you basically giving the trustee your assets. There's exemptions and, you know, other things. It's not like you're taking your house. I don't like to take houses. So, but you're ultimately giving the trustee the assets, and we're turning those assets and turning them into cash to pay your creditors. So it's valuing your estate and trying to get as much money from the estate as possible to pay out your creditors. The role of the trustee in that role, and they're can be a little bit of confusion in there. And my job is always as referee. You know, you might come into my office and I may be sitting across and dealing with you specifically, but I don't work for you, nor do I really work for the creditors. I am the referee. I am there to make sure you're playing fair and that they're playing fair, okay, that you don't end up losing more than you should, also not retaining more than you should, and that the creditors, and that you are protected from your creditors, that the stay of proceedings.
A fair deal to everyone.
Absolutely, that's absolutely. Okay. And contrary to a bankruptcy with that vesting of assets, a proposal is a settlement offer. You do the math. You figure out, well, if I'm going to pay $20,000 into a bankruptcy, can we make an offer to the creditors that would get them more money based on a monthly payment plan or a lump sum? So a proposal, and it's very clear, it has to be very clear, a proposal is a settlement offer. You are not filing an assignment in bankruptcy. The trustee is not in possession or control of assets. You know, you are really using us as your middle person to really work out an arrangement with your creditors where there is a degree of debt forgiveness that puts you on a monthly predictable plan and allowing your creditors to ultimately recapture more funds through that proposal than they
would. So if I owed, let's say, $100,000 for an easy number, consumer proposal, so my entire debt's not wiped out, it's 25 cents on the dollar, something like that?
Well, it would really depend. If your bankruptcy, if you said, well, but I've got this house and it's got, or my cottage and I don't owe any money on it and it's worth $75,000, I'm going to say, okay, well, in a bankruptcy, that asset would vest in us. Your creditors are going to say, we want that value from that asset. So I can't very well turn around and offer your creditors 25 cents on the dollar in a proposal if they're going to say, well, we're going to get 75 cents in a bankruptcy. So it's not as clear as saying everyone fits into these pieces because everyone is different. Everyone's income is different. Their assets are different. And that's part of the creativity of being a licensed insolvency trustee is to take all these individuals and to say, how do I tailor a solution for you? Because nobody fits in the same box.
So assuming, of course, a good credit score is 700 or more, I guess, and if I did go consumer proposal or bankruptcy, someone does that, what happens to their credit score? How low does it go? And then how do I get it built back up again? I'm dropped from 700 to, I don't know, 350 or whatever I am, and then I got to work my way back up. What happens and how do I get it back up so I'm back on the credit team in a few years?
So with the credit, I mean, clearly if you're going to do a consumer proposal or file an assignment in bankruptcy, yeah, your credit's going to take a pretty nasty hit. A bankruptcy for first time bankrupt, the bankruptcy will stay on your credit report for 6 years after you're discharged.
Okay, 6 years.
And that's after you're discharged, so after you complete it with the bankruptcy. A consumer proposal will stay on your credit report for 3 years after you fulfill the terms of the proposal. So it's a little bit less of an impact, but most proposals are made over 5 years.
Can I go buy another car while I'm...
Oh, absolutely.
I
absolutely.
Can. Oh, 100%. Banks aren't going to hate me for 5 years?
No, I mean, it's really going to be an interesting time with post-COVID with the amount of deferrals that we are anticipating to be coming to the, that the banks are going to be running into, that I think a lot of those old perceptions that would come with filing an assignment in bankruptcy or filing a proposal, I think a lot of them are going to go out the window. A lot of banks are shutting the door on a lot of business if they're just going to hold that against you because, I mean, hey, bankruptcy doesn't mean you don't pay your bills. In a lot of cases, most of my people, they pay their bills. They do everything. They're just overextended. They have access to too much credit.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I'm overwhelmed. I can't keep doing this. How do I find that solution? So the perception has changed. Now, with your question on rebuilding credit, lenders want to lend. That's how they make money. If they're not lending you money, they're not making money off
you. They'll embrace you with some open arms.
100%, yeah. So, I mean, if it was difficult to rebuild credit, I wouldn't have third, fourth, and fifth time bankrupts, but I do. So that happens. We don't encourage it. We don't like to see it. We want people to learn their lessons and never come back and see me again, but it happens. And
so the words never again don't apply to everybody?
No, not at all. Your bigger factors are always going to be income. Rebuilding the credit, it's not overly difficult in both a bankruptcy or a consumer proposal.
You get a credit card and put like $2,000 on it and pay it off quickly.
Well, you can certainly go the secured route. There are certainly ways to do it, and under either the formal proposal or the bankruptcy, you are required to do two counseling sessions through these. You know, they're done with the trustee or, you know, our counselors. The first session has a real focus on budgeting, money management, goal setting, trying to establish those core behaviors to say, let's get that foundation built. When we can get people established in that, and then we know that there is that element of rehabilitation that's going to come in, then we're going to do that second session. And that second session focuses more on, okay, how do you rebuild your credit? How do you put this behind you as quickly as possible? How do we ensure that you're going to be successful in the future? Because credit is a necessary evil in the modern world.
Just got to use it properly.
100%.
Very quick, if we can, a little case study, see if we can wrap, we got about a minute or so, let's see. So I'll be a case study. I'm going to be in my late 30s, I wish I was. I'll be in my late 30s, married, and we bought too much house. So my $85,000 a year job has now stopped, and my wife's job has been reduced. Maybe she's a food restaurant, maybe not going back to work. The government, they've been making payments for us for now, but that may stop to run out. I've got more bills than I can count. And the calls are coming every day from everywhere, and some are now 2 months behind, and some I can pay the minimum, but most I have to rotate. And I'd like to come see you without my wife because I don't want to upset her, and she'll probably kill me. What do you tell me on the telephone call?
Well, I mean, the situation itself, the takeaway is to say, if you're in that struggle, and that's a familiar thing, it's something that we hear every day. I'm upside down on my house. I'm just overextended. I just can't keep treading water. You know, it's like you're stuck in the mud. You're spinning your tires, but you're not going anywhere, and you're running out of gas. So to call us up and say, well, I've got questions, great. I mean, it's you and I having a conversation. Does your wife need to know that you're speaking to me? No. Is she going to find out? Probably, because...
Probably should.
But yeah, you know, if you say I want to do something and she's going to be involved, well, I have to have that conversation with her, of course. But nothing would stop somebody.
But that's a very familiar...
100%. It's something that exists every day. It's somebody... I have that conversation with people constantly. And you know, that speaks to the shame that we spoke about earlier, the pride as far as saying, oh, I messed up. And you say, well, okay, maybe you did, but are you going to continue to mess up, or do you want to fix it?
What have we learned? Okay, thank you. We'll be right back after this little quick break.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we've been talking with Matt Fader, licensed insolvency trustee from Allen Marshall & Associates. He's been my guest now for 2 weeks, and great to see you again. Great information. Really great. I want to have you on again, but you keep it light. And you keep it informative. So again, somebody's listening to this show today, so I think I want to call this guy. How do they get in touch with you?
If you did want to reach out, you can call 902-461-7850. You can go to our website at www.wecanhelp.ca. If the world ever writes itself and my office reopens, we're located, my Dartmouth office is at 530 Portland Street. Suite 208. We also have a location that's going to be opening this month, actually, in January. Should be opening up in the Lacewood area. We had a location on the Bedford Highway, and we've outgrown it, so we're
so
expanding.
Easy further. Access, easy parking to come see you.
Oh, 100%. Lots of options.
Once we're seeing people, once
you know
again.
What? It's easier to park in your own driveway. Just pick up the phone. Pants
safer.
Are optional.
That's great. This show will be on my website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can email me any questions, Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca, or call 902-499-5879. My home office is in Dartmouth, but my work office is in Middle Sackville. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.